Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Blake Ruffino's with us, but I gotta read a tweet really quick. I like this. Taylor just sent me a tweet here. Says, Bill, it's the final morning of my honeymoon. And I'm wondering what's coming next year. He says, and what am I going to do before the bride wakes up? I'm listening to the show. So, Blake, I like this guy. I think he's going to have a happy marriage.
I think he is, too. I hope we wish him well. And as a newlywed, I guess, of a couple years now, congratulations. It's a fun ride.
Now, I don't know what she's going to think when she gets up and he's listening to a sports talk show. That might be problems, but I hope it works out well.
Well, if it's anything like my marriage, my wife knows that I get up at 5:30, and it starts from 5:30 till I lay my head down on the pillow, and I'm always thinking and talking about it. So if they have that in lockstep, I think they'll be okay.
Blake, I know you haven't done this for a long time, but you've got a good career ahead of you, and I've done this for a long time. I could not have dreamed of the predicament we're in right now.
Bill, let me start off by saying this, and as a former collegiate football player and a player that was in football collegiately during the recession of 2008.
Yeah.
Let me start off here by saying that when we were going through this and colleges need money and all of these governments or what have you were taking money from higher education because the state was running out of money, these colleges started taking money from athletic programs. And now when athletics needs you the most, you cowered. And you did not have their back. Kevin Warren, Larry Scott. Well, I didn't expect much more from Larry Scott. But you cowarded and you didn't fight for him. Shame on you.
Yeah.
So when they needed you most, you didn't do it. Now, Bill, I know I was listening to you earlier. We thought 2010 was bad. This is just worse. So, you know, and you know what, Bill? I wake up some mornings hurting. I've had 3 surgeries on my left knee for an ACL. Don't tell me it's about safety. Don't tell me it's about safety with CTE either. It's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
What do you think the next couple of weeks will look like with the SEC, Big 12, ACC?
Well, Bill, here's what I think is going to happen. Schools are opening in the Deep South. All across the South, schools are opening. And they're taking precautions. Bill, there hasn't been, at least in our state, very high numbers of kids or teachers testing positive. Now, they have quarantined masses of amounts of people in safety concerns for schools. But, Bill, guess what? It's going smoothly. Go figure. Go figure it's going smoothly. And so they're taking precautions, and they're not freaking out. So as this continues to happen and schools continue to open and they come up with a lockstep and key on how to do this, they're going to be able to make adjustments and get ready for an athletic football season. It's funny, Bill, when you're patient and you make right decisions, good things happen. At least that's what's happening around here. And, you know, my family's in Georgia and in the Cherokee County area. They're taking precautions. And it's just, you know, you're seeing it around the South. Why couldn't that have been elsewhere? And you know what else, Bill? It's funny. Hey, we're going to postpone football to the spring and the high part of flu season. I just don't get it. I thought that they would postpone. But, you know, I had the great Bruce Hooley on the podcast last night, and he said that fans are just going crazy and donors are pulling out. Bill, listen to me now, at least around LSU, if they don't do a season, I've talked to some boosters, and they, you know, we've had chatting back and forth. He goes, look, my business will start to take a hit if we don't have a game in Baton Rouge on a Saturday night. So why wouldn't I pull my funding? So it's just a lot that I could see going on here, but I think that the SEC will be patient of this moving forward.
I also think that the spring football item is just a little nugget. That's a big lie. I don't know how. Well, you and I have talked about this, and maybe it's not applicable when you're talking about the box and baseball, but can you imagine in the spring trying to have baseball, football, and basketball on a Saturday?
No, I couldn't. I can't fathom it, Bill. And I know it's different. It's different places.
Right.
But in Baton Rouge, if you tell these individuals, hey, you know what, we have to postpone baseball, or, you know, even if they say, Bill, we're not going to have baseball this season, they'll never do that. People are going to riot in Louisiana. Baseball is just as big, but it's a big deal down here, Bill. Now, here's a concern from what I talked to someone in the athletic department at LSU. They called it uncontrolled chaos was the exact words he used, in that if he had to go through basketball, football, and baseball all in the same time frame. Bill, they had that at one point, almost, when LSU, you know, they're getting ready for baseball. They had basketball, and LSU was playing in mid-January, and it was chaos for them. And he was saying, well, hell, if I got to go through that for four straight months, we won't make it. We just wouldn't make it. So I don't think from LSU and from people that I'm talking around here, their vote, if it came to it, like the Big Ten in Louisiana, would be yes for a college football season, and they would come up with a game plan for safety protocols.
Blake Ruffino with us down in Louisiana. Joins us every Wednesday. And we're talking about college football here. We're talking about two leagues, the Big Ten and the Pac-12. Does the Pac-12 even have a plan, or is it just whatever the Big Ten does, we just follow along? I guess that's it, right?
Has to be. Absolutely. Bill, if you go look and see from the Big Ten announcement to the Pac-12 announcement, it was from the first article that we had and the breaking news until the Pac-12 did it, 1 hour and 52 minutes, or one hour and 52 seconds. Like lockstep and key, we're going to do it now too. Well, I mean, the meetings didn't just end at the same exact time and y'all were doing all this. They were just waiting on the Big Ten, and they were waiting for what they were going to do. Now, Bill, what would have happened if the Big Ten says we're going to just postpone until September 26th? You best believe that the Pac-12 would have done that. You know, one kid that we have on the Landry Football Network said that he had talked to someone, and they were more – the Pac-12 and the Big Ten had been – they were so worried about the Rose Bowl. The Rose Bowl? That's your worry? Not having a college football season in the fall should have been your worry. You know, I just don't know, Bill. You know I don't have the experience, but it just comes to me like everything that you're saying and the statements that you're coming out with do not make sense to me. I mean, if I can poke holes in it, I know that everyone else can poke holes in it. And the liability part of this, Bill, then we should be talking about, should we be having college football every season? If you're worried about their health and safety, then this should be a talk about every single season when you have things like CTE and other health concerns. Bill, I'm a guy that am never going to have an 8-pack and a 6-pack. I'm a little overweight and need to work on that. So when it comes to this, I don't have the concern. You know, like, what are the concerns? If I get the flu, Bill, I had the flu at Southeastern Louisiana. I had better medical care on campus at Southeastern Louisiana in 2008 to 2010 than I've ever had in my life. Tony Trombetta, who is now at North Carolina, I think he's still there, I'm pretty sure, would text me every 6 hours, Blake, you okay? Continue to drink Gatorade and fluids. Continue to do this, this, and this. So if you're talking about safety, you better keep them on campus. That's for dang sure, because they're not going to get the treatment that they need elsewhere if they go home or do anything else. I say all that, but I don't know, Bill. You know, I just don't know. I guess LSU broke college football. Now that they had a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, they just broke the universe, I guess.
Do we know what Barry Alvarez means when he says we'll still have 20-hour work weeks? I mean, is that just weightlifting or is that football application? What is that?
Hey, Bill, it's got to be football application because in there he talks about drills and walkthroughs. So you mean to tell me that you can't play a college football season, but you can go through walkthroughs? The last time I checked, in the film room and walkthroughs is a practice. Believe it or not, and Barry Alvarez should know this. Shame on him a little bit if he's the one that was pushing this. If you go through a walkthrough, you're going to have contact. Bill, the NCAA protocols, I got a sheet from Southeastern Louisiana and walkthroughs. You can go through a walkthrough in a drill and have contact. But after the contact is over with, you have to social distance. Please tell me where that makes sense. I don't get the logic behind any of this from start to finish. So if it's a walkthrough, then is that not a practice? Well, they're not going against different teams. Well, everyone's tested. Believe it or not, if the NBA and the UFC and everyone has showed us, guess what? If everyone tests negative, and you go on a field and no one has coronavirus, guess what's going to happen? No one can contract coronavirus if everyone tests negative. It's a miracle, believe it or not, Bill. Who would have thought? So, I don't know what they're doing, but it seems as if that they're going to continue to go through practices. And why would you go through practices if you're not going to play?
Blake, tell everybody how they can find you on the Chris Landry Twitch TV channel.
Yep. So you can follow us on all three platforms, Facebook at AY or at Are You Serious Sports, AYS Sports on Twitter. Guys, we're bringing a lot of stuff, a lot of great, great stuff on Chris Landry Football. It's a new form of sports talk all day long. Every conference, well, I hope every conference now, but from the start of the day to the end of the day, Chris Landry Football on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/Chris Landry Football.
Blake, have a good day, sir. We'll see you next week.
Bill, thank you. Have a good day.
There you go, Blake Ruffino. Outstanding addition to the show, without question. Berg, a little bit later. I am clear, though. So we've got plenty of extemporaneous hangout time. 615-844-5600. And on Twitter, at Bill is King. I'll get to all that as we continue. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning, THP. Out here running radar in certain parts of town. Slow it down. It's starting to get busy now at times. 24 East coming through Jolton right now. Headed towards OHB. Working a wreck over on the east side. 600 Black on Lenore Street. 65 southbound there at Trinity Lane. Starting to bog down pretty much on schedule. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out online. Prince'sHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With football season approaching, oftentimes I give, quote, gifts to the people. And among the many of you who are not big fans of that segment is my buddy and former BGA classmate, James Warren, who runs Sir Speedy. James, talk to me.
So, George, I've learned if I want to quit losing money, I quit listening to the gifts for the people.
Thank you.
There's no better way to say that. But if you do want a sure bet, come to Sir Speedy Music City for your print, your sign, all your mailing services. You'll always win.
And so while you're not a big fan of gifts to the people, you think there are some sure bets out there. So give people some particulars.
Without a doubt, you can get us at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com. Our phone is 615-832-9511 or print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
And by the way, in spite of the lack of support, there will be gifts to the people in the near future.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissants, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m. And make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
Hiring is challenging. Just ask Dylan Miskowitz, the COO of Cafe Altura.
We needed a director of coffee in order to move our products forward. It felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. Best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel, The Bill King Show.
Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, COVID-19 beat Ohio State before Harbaugh did. That's a hell of a stat. What if you could have gotten a bet on that one? Rob in the 210, what would be the odds on who beats Ohio State first, Harbaugh or COVID-19? Get some serious value on that one. That would be like that'd be even bigger than the Joe Burrow 200-1 winning the Heisman. 200-1. What would you get on that stat? Like a infinity to one? What would be the stat there? What would be the number? Tweet from Marty Smith, ESPN. He and Ryan McGee, they do a good job. Honest question. Why is it medically acceptable for the student bodies to return to campus, but not medically acceptable to play football, and the same people make both decisions? Yes, there is physical contact in football, but inevitably, parties are definitely a contact sport too. Well, I can answer that. It's not an acceptable reason, but I can answer it. You've got academia and you have athletics. And they are, in many cases, diametrically opposed. And the pencil neck geeks that make these decisions, the presidents who know nothing, okay, consider academia. Well, there's a couple things. Academia is essential so it can warp everybody's mind. Athletics is not essential. That's one answer. That's the way they see it, okay? That's the way they see it. Number two, it's political. Don't you dare tell me this ain't political. Everything about California, for example, let's go out west. Everything they do out there is based on PC, okay? Everything they do. It's political. There's another answer for you. And you got to remember, you've got the athletic money, which is the conference relationships and the ticket sales and the sponsorships and the boosters. You got that money. And
at the high P5 places, that's a good chunk of money. But then you've got the academic side of the university, which is the tuition money. Upwards in some places, 50, 60, 70K a student. And you may have 30, 40, 50,000 students. Now, again, every institution has their own tuition number, and they all fluctuate and change, right? I'm just giving you a random, let's just say it's 50,000. It might not be that much at one school, might be more at another school. But let's just round it off. And they, you got to remember that, that's the side they're concerned with. So they're always the pencil neck goobers that run institutions are always going to favor the academic side. And we just saw. We just saw a good example of that. So I can answer the question. I don't like the answers, but I can tell you the way they think. I've been around these folks. It's a different cut of dude when you're talking about presidents, okay? They're different. And they are as uppity and snobby, and we are better than you than maybe anybody on the planet Earth, okay? And it is highly political. Incredibly political. 614 Rob. Bill, the most irritating thing to me is how Barry Alvarez, Gene Smith, Kevin Warren, etc., all think that we're a bunch of bumpkins who don't understand what's going on here. Practicing when there are no games, question mark, delaying until spring, letting your son play down in Starkville. He says, I call BS. Kevin Warren's son is on the football team at Mississippi State. Is there a bigger hypocrite on the planet Earth right now than Kevin Warren? I don't think that anybody really knew who the Big Ten commissioner was until the last week. It's just Delaney's not there anymore. That's what we knew, right? Yeah, I got to admit, go ahead and pile on. I think I've been told, now I have not looked up his credentials. Buckeye Brennan was telling me this. I believe he got his law degree at Notre Dame. Notre Dame, you just lost some credibility. I know a lot of you don't like him anyways. I understand that. Wow. Where are we now? Let me get a call. And I am told Jude is next in line. What's up, Jude?
Hey, good morning, Bill. Hey, listen, who's Landry, man? I think he's got it right. That was a very – man, he said some very enlightening things to me. And listen, guys, hey, be easy on Harbaugh, man. Come on, at least he had the balls of steel to come out and say, hey, we need to be playing, you know.
He did. He did.
You know, and you got to give him credit for that. I like the guy, you know. And I'll leave by saying this, since we're being a little bit political. At this time right now, Joe Biden, going into polls, has a 75% chance of winning. And I'm not going to tell you where I heard that from. But
all right. I hear you, man.
Y'all have a great day. God bless.
See you, Jude. Josh in London, Ohio. Bill, Christina Johnson will be the shortest sitting president in Ohio State history. Kevin Warren will be gone in 2 years max. Does Jim Delaney listen to the show? It's important that he hears how bad he effed up. We can say effed, yeah. When naming his successor. Well, yeah, he lives here. He moved to Wilco. I don't think Delaney's listening. Delaney is the self confessed smartest guy in the room. Now, you know what? A lot of times he probably was the smartest guy in the room. I've told you, my first meeting with Delaney was in the late 80s. He was living here. And he was the commissioner of the OVC, Ohio Valley Conference, which is, their offices are located here, Brentwood. And Ohio, not Ohio, MTSU, Ohio State, MTSU in basketball just played a game and got in a huge fight with, I believe it was Tennessee Tech. I mean, a huge fight. It was national news. Big brawl broke out. And Delaney was at the station after. This is like, you know, maybe if the game was Saturday night, this was Monday afternoon. And he was going to be on the show, but he's going to be live on the show. I mean, he's going to be in person on the show, I should say. And he's sitting in the newsroom and we're talking. And he just sternly looked me in the eye and said, I'm taking care of this. Can I use the word shite? It's basically what was said. Yeah, shite. And you could tell, I mean, in his eyes, he just pierced through my brain when he said this. And, boy, what was his first year of the Big Ten? Around 1990. I don't remember the exact year, but shortly thereafter, he was the Big Ten commish. Let me get a call here. I'll tell you what, tell Buckeye, Brenda, I am late. Ask her if she can hold through because it's the bottom of the hour here. And I'll get her when we come back. Buckeye Brenda, can't wait to hear from her. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's on the increase now coming through Mount Juliet, right on schedule 40 westbound, up through that construction zone there, passing 840. Greenbrier at White Creek Pike. We saw a crash up in Jolton a few minutes ago with some flashing lights in that area as it builds pretty good now on 65 South here at Trinity Lane. Bars Music City Soul Food is open behind that Bank of America on Nolensville Pike at OHB. Check out their lunch menu at barsmusiccitysoulfood.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Are you looking for the ideal destination for family fun? A place with the best bowling, games, food and drink, and entertainment? Strike and Spare Family Entertainment is the answer. And with five centers in Middle Tennessee, there is a location near you. All open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit their locations in Donaldson Plaza, Hermitage, and the Tusculum area. And enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville at Circus World, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, Time Freak, a laser maze, a virtual reality roller coaster, and an indoor bungee trampoline. Strike and Spare is expanding their Murfreesboro operations to the old Sears building in the Stones River Mall, with most of the attractions Hendersonville offers. Like them on Facebook for updates on the new Strike and Spare Murfreesboro. Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are also the perfect place for your next gathering, from birthday parties to family reunions. For more information, visit strikeandspare.com. Remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Forecast. Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Thunderstorms and a high of 90. Thunderstorms tonight, low 72. More thunderstorms tomorrow, high 89. And tomorrow night, a chance of thunderstorms, low 72. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network or Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Bob Stein.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He
spends more time staring at depth charts than any man in any universe ever. It's Bill King.
Buckeye Brenda, thanks for holding on.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for taking my call. I apologize for not being more proactive to call you in the past. When I get up in the morning and take the long commute downstairs to my office, I have to get on calls all morning, but I'm actually driving into the office today, so.
Good to have you.
Myself up. I tell you, I cannot believe what's going on with the Big Ten commissioner and the fact that his son plays for Mississippi State and the dude won't even have the cojones to answer the question whether he's going to let his son play.
I know.
I mean, nope. You talk about double standards, and yes, you're correct. He's the product of Notre Dame Law School. I won't hold that against you.
Notre Dame Law School wouldn't let me in anyway, so.
Well, that's fine. Indiana doesn't claim Notre Dame. At least my part of Indiana doesn't. So, and to top it off, put the cherry on the sundae, our incoming president is a female, and she hasn't even taken office yet. She's already issued an edict that masks will be worn at all times inside on campus and outdoors at all times on campus. And students will be required to undergo mandatory screening and a COVID test, get a negative COVID test if they're residing on campus. But administration and faculty and staff will only be required to undergo periodic checking, whatever the heck that means.
Now, hey, did Ohio State, Josh said something about this yesterday. Did Ohio State and the new president vote to play, though? Were they want? Do we know what the voting came down to?
She was leaning toward a delay, whatever that means. I don't know, a month, 2 months, spring, whatever.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. They collapsed the Big Ten schedule down to conference only. So why, with all the wiggle room they had, could they not just delay, see how the numbers held after school starts up, you know, all this crap? It just doesn't comport. And my daughter's very, very risk-averse, and she's a bioengineer. We've talked at length because she was afraid for my husband and I. We had opted in. We were going to go to the games in the shoe, use our season tickets, and she was having a fit, but even she's like, there's risk, but crap, our son's going to have his fifth knee surgery that has nothing to do with football, and in all the sports he played, he injured his knee sliding on ice. So what are you going to do, bubble wrap these kids the rest of their lives? You're selling their soul, their names, their likenesses, but you're taking away their ability to make money and go get paid in the big time.
Brenda, I hear you. Appreciate the call, Brenda.
Thanks a lot for letting me vent, Bill. And I tell you, I'm so over 2020.
I think we all are.
I think 2020 goes on the verboten list.
That's good. You know what? The last term I put on there was new normal. But yes, 2020 needs to go on there. Good point. Good point.
Happy
See you, Brenda.
Day to y'all.
Okay.
Thanks,
you
Bill.
Too. You too. Buckeye Brenda. Very good point. 2020 needs to go on the list. No core down on the Emerald Coast. Bill, I'm disappointed, depressed. I didn't even get out of bed to run. Just laying here in the dark listening to the show. Longest off season with no end in sight. Hashtag fire Larry Scott. Melkor is a big UW fan, Washington fan. He actually has two teams. He has Washington and the Noles. Karen, Bill, my new show word, when something or someone sucks, 2020'd. Well, there's an angle, too. Yeah, there's a way of looking at it. Shannon on Twitter. Bill, love the show. Hard to start my day without it. Just curious, as you look at the first half of 2020, what has stood out the most in terms of life or college football? I am not. When I answer this question, I am not a good person to ask because I'm different. I'm not going to be typical. And here's what I mean by that. 2020, let's start answering the question away from football, college football. Nothing has really changed for me during this entire pandemic. I guess I'm just, again, fortunate. Because I do the show from the Wilco location. I don't drive into the station. Been doing it for like 5 years. After the show, I'm where I want to be. I don't have to go anywhere. So I don't really have anything that has been taken away from me. There's nothing in my life that is really different. Now, when I have to go to the store, is it a little different? Got to wear a mask, all that? Yeah. But that's not a big deal to me, okay? I want everybody to be healthy. I want everybody to be safe. I got 7 kids. Now, they're coming and going a lot, particularly the last month or so. And one of them's about to go back to Tennessee to school. That's about 3 hours from here, to Knoxville. He's got one more year left. The other one just graduated. Then I've got 5 under them at various levels. Now, my daughter, I got twin girls. One of them is about to head back to school for basketball. She's transferring to a school up in East Tennessee. She's got to be there in about a week. She had to take a COVID test to get to school. It's mandatory. And so we get a text yesterday, and it's from my daughter. It says, anybody get in the mail my test results? I'm thinking, what? I didn't even know she took the test. And so my wife immediately texts back, You took the test, because I didn't know. I knew she would have to, but I didn't know when. She said, oh, I've got my results. I just need the document. But she didn't even tell us the results. So then my wife says, did you pass? Are you okay? And she goes, yeah, I'm fine. I don't have it. But anyways, nothing's really changed for me. Nothing in my life has changed during all of this. Other than the precautions, and I'm fully in compliance there. I don't want to get sick more than anybody else. Now, from a football point of view, I'm probably not a good person to answer this either. Because you've got to remember, I have spent going on probably about 33 years on the air obsessing over college football. That's a pretty long time, and I plan on many more, right? That's a long time. So I have literally, through the pores in my skin, thought about college football. Not only the years I've been broadcasting, which began in the late 80s, but probably 15 years prior to that, I was obsessing just as a fan. So I've got about 50 years. Maybe slightly less, but about 50 years where every fiber of my being thinks about college football. That's a long time. And again, I plan on many more. But my point is, I've absorbed a lot of college football, and I want a lot more.
I want a lot more.
But, you know, I'm okay. I don't like the news, but I'll get over it, right? I'll get over it. You know one thing that I learned? You never get to the point where you don't find out something about yourself. I have learned during all of this, I have a lot of other things I like to do. Now, I always knew I liked to garden and I liked to go out and get exercise or lift weights with my kids or whatever. I've always enjoyed all that. But I have been able to occupy myself during all this with no worries at all. Now, again, that could change today. You never know, but so I don't know how to answer that. And I've seen so much that no, I never thought a pandemic would have us at a standstill like we are. I never dreamed that. I'd be lying if I said I did. But am I, other than just amazed that we're going through this, is it affecting me at all? No, not at all. Not at all. It's like I told somebody tweeted about a month ago, Bill, what are you going to do if they don't play college football? And my reply, it took me 1 second to reply. Content on this show will not be a problem. Okay. Now, I hope we don't get to that. I'm not I'm not wishing for it, but it won't be a problem. No, I'm not worried about any of that. I know I didn't answer that question well. But I don't have, like I said, I don't have a good answer because I have not been affected at all by any of this. And maybe that's me being a spoiled brat. Maybe that's what it is. Seriously, maybe that's what it is. But I have enjoyed, now I don't like all the bad news that's out there, but personally, I've enjoyed these weeks, these days, these months. I've had a blast. I've had an absolute blast, other than all the bad news, which is certainly not a blast. I know all that's confusing, and that's why I said I'm probably not one to answer that question very well. Now, because a lot of people have been affected by this. I mean, in many ways. Maybe it'd be people who have lost family members to this. Maybe it's people whose family members lost jobs to this. Maybe it's a job that they started on their own, a business, and they were doing well, and abruptly had it taken away. So lots of people have been affected. Maybe it's people who are battling depression because of the isolation in this. That's a big item. Maybe it's people who succumbed to this, to the point where suicide occurred. That's happening too. It's very sad. But just me personally, okay, I have, my time has been occupied happily, which again, maybe I'm just a spoiled brat. But that's the true answer. That's the true answer. When we come back, we'll get a break. Top of the hour, Berg will be with us. Josh Newberg, Wednesday edition. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic's busy here, but it's moving fairly decent down through Madison on 65 southbound, passing Bradley Parkway. Cleveland Street at 9th in East Nashville was tied up a few minutes ago on that accident. Up in Jolton, they're still working that collision at Greenbrier at White's Creek Pike. It's actually just now starting to build on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area, coming in from Rutherford County. Princess Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. Check them out, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable worker. work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, JodyJonesDDS.com.
Hey Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Saunier, executive producer of WNSR, and I'm here reminding you that Bongo Job at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the best place to start your day in the Music City. Their new limited summer hours and menu is simply the best in town. From burritos to smoothies, plus the new biscuit sandwiches and croissants, Bongo Java has you covered. Located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue downtown, they're open from 7 to 11 a.m. And make sure you tell them Crazy Charlie sent you.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Kevin Harvick swept the weekend at Michigan, winning both races. Astonishing. Up next, something a little different. Road course racing from the infield at Daytona. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday, the same place that Kevin Harvick does.
Hi, this is Kevin Harvick, and you're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And like us at Facebook.com/TheFinalLap. It would make us smile.
Closer to Bill King, 615-844-5600.
I'm again. Welcome in.
Bill, how are we doing this morning?
We are doing well.
Happy hump day.
Yes, sir.
It's a little foggy in the 615 this morning, Bill.
Yeah, you're out and about. You would know that. I'm not out and about.
Bill, now I got a question for you. Tell me, have you ever had experience of living with a 93-year-old woman and trying to get along with her?
No.
Well, that's what I'm, you know, trying to do, because I think I've spoken about, you know, my mother on this show before. You know, she was the alumni director at, you know, BGA when we were in school there, and this is why the condo in Wilco didn't work out, Bill, because, you know, I'm moving out of my apartment, but I'm moving in with my mother to help take care of her.
Yeah.
Not easy when early stage dementia sets in, Bill.
So is Mama still bossing you around?
Mama and I have had a few battles. Last couple days, Bill.
I would imagine. Okay. Well, you know what? That's normal. That's not abnormal.
But you know what, Bill? Like I said yesterday, I've never wanted for anything. I had a fantastic mother, and I'm very thankful for that.
Well, 93 years is that's a hell of a run now, and she's probably got more in her. So that's actually very positive.
I won't live to be 93, Bill.
Well, the stats say very few people do.
All that, you know, all that getting too fired up at Vanderbilt games, you know, that's hard on the heart, you know, Bill.
What do they say? In the average age, I think in America, the average lifespan is at 80. I think it's 78 or 80. I think it's somewhere in there. So
geez. I would say that's somewhere in the neighborhood, Bill. That's probably a pretty good average. Yeah.
Let me give you a stat. I lost mine at 65. So your mom's got a hell of a run.
Yeah. I'm very thankful for that, Bill. Well, DevCon 5 is
is this a fishing bill? It seems to be going, you know, back and forth. But so correct me if I'm wrong. The Big Ten and the Pac-12 has canceled. Is that correct?
That is true.
You know what I think is going to happen, honestly, Bill? I think, now who knows what the Big 12 will do, but I still think the SEC and the ACC are going to try to play football.
I hope so. You know how bad that's going to make the Big Ten and the Pac-12 look? I mean,
yeah, wow. That's a good point. That's a good point. But obviously, Bill, you know, I don't see how there can be playoffs, correct?
Well, I mean, you can have playoffs. There's no rule that says everybody has to participate. I mean, I don't know what the future looks like as far as the playoffs for this season, but there's no reason why you couldn't. You just don't have teams like Ohio State playing in it.
And obviously, we're not going to have many bowl games, if any, this year, Bill.
Well, no, we don't know that either. Now, again, all the everything's a question mark, and we've got more bowl slots than teams. So, I don't know how all that's going to fit, but there's no word or rule that says we're not playing bowl games. I don't know that.
Well, this is what I do know, Bill. The Corona bros are laughing about all this. They're happy that they're making things hard on everybody, aren't they?
Corona bros had a good Tuesday. Got it. I'm going to tip my hat to them. Yes.
Have a good day, Bill.
All right. Appreciate it very much. Crazy Charlie, do we have... Okay, we do. I just looked. I was trying to find the clock. My phone was acting funny there. Jim in the NYC. What's up, Jim?
Billy, how you been?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. So I'll make it quick because I know you're up on a break here. So, you know, I got a background in healthcare, and you know, I work in this metropolis crap hole of New York. And the one thing that's really kicking my butt right now is that you've got the hypocrisy out there of students versus student-athletes, and that's a joke. But when you got the head of epidemiology for the National Institutes of Health saying that the vaccine may work only 50%, well, then what are we doing here? Who do you trust? I know it's politics. It's absolutely politics. I don't know if this guy's going to make money off the vaccine, but when you went out and said 50% that it may work, you're telling me it's going to work less effective than the flu vaccine? And that's not 100%. What a joke. They're killing this country, man. They're killing this country for the passion that we have for sports. I'm not into pro sports. You know I'm a college guy. You know I'm a West Coast SC guy.
Yeah.
This is just insane what these people are doing. And thank God our brethren down in the South and on the East Coast, southern part, ACC, have got their wits about them to be patient. That's at least there's some sanity out there, because everywhere I turn in this city, there's no sanity. It's a war zone.
I was going to ask you about that. Is when you go into the city, is it still relatively barren?
Oh, no, no. Traffic's gotten worse. You know, I cut through the Lincoln, and depending on the schedule, I'm either going up to the bridge or going back through the Lincoln. So the traffic's gotten worse. But it's just amazing to see all the shops that are closed. You know, we're starting to see, you know, elective surgeries, you know, jump back up, and doctor's offices are starting to fill up with patients. We were going through a run there where we couldn't get them back into the hospital, but people are, pain is a hell of an equalizer, and when people can't stand the pain anymore, they go get their surgeries.
Right.
So it's crazy. I think it's worse downtown than it is on the upper part of the city, west side or east side. I mean, they've got their issues too, but downtown's really the worst. And it's just bad, Bill. It's just really, really bad. And I just don't, the hypocrisy aside, when the guy says the vaccine is only going to work 50% of the time, I'm sitting here saying, what are we doing here? What's the point? And go play. Let the kids play.
Jim, always good to hear from you, sir. Thank you.
Be well, my friend. We'll be in touch. I will promise it won't be too long before I call you again.
Okay. Thank you, Jim. In the NYC, good to hear from him. Top of the hour, we have Berg. Josh Newberg will be with us. Yeah, I tried to get Ketch. And I sent him a note on Tuesday, and I've not heard back. Yeah, I'm telling you, we I hope Ketch contacts me, but haven't heard back. Jeff Ketchum, he's always good. Ketch has got, I mean, he's in a league that's still alive, man. The Big 12's still alive. Anyways, Berg at the top of the hour. Omni.